Okay, good evening. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Simen Shin Mem. This is Simen Shin Mem. We're right in the middle of Seif Gimel. We are up to the Ramah in Seif Gimel. This is Kuf Pei Tes Amar Aleph. Should be a short shir tonight. So says the Ramah. You're not allowed to break a cake that has letters written on it, even though you're only intending to eat, because that is a violation of erasing when there are letters written on a cake or a cookie or something like that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to give a cookie that has letters on it to a child. That is not a problem, it's only a problem to erase it yourself. I mean, the fact that the child's going to do it, it's perfectly fine. It's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. You don't have a chiv to be monea katan from violating an Issa D'Rabbanan because it's not mochek al menas lichtov. Shekosav alev, dafka kishekosav nalu ugos osios midavar acher. This is only a problem if they wrote the letters on the cake from something else. Aval kshaksiva himei uga atzma b'dfus o biyodayim shari. But if the writing on the cake is just the shape of the cake, then it's going to be mutter. Shame ksiva aleh, because that's not called ksiva. Lo shayich b'zeh mechika. And therefore, since it's not ksiva, it's not a violation of mechika. V'cheinam kasav osios b'devash ma'orav b'mayim o shar meperos gam kenin lahachmir. And similarly, if the letters are written with honey that's mixed with water or other meperos, we also should not be machmir on this, because in the Dirshu he points out v'chazanish kasav shekivin shaksav nikar dinan shala osios kishar osios shal gabe uga, that the Chazanish is machmir about that. He said, what do you mean? Even though it's made out of honey, but if it's clearly recognizable on top of the cake, that's a problem. Kamin osios v'yesh machmir nafil b'tziyurim. Very important. It says in Mishnah Berurah that not only is letters a problem, but pictures are a problem as well. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Davi mochek, because it's a violation of mochek. V'afdeinu al menas lichtov, and even though this is not mochek because there's no intention of writing anything in its place, but it's still an Issur D'Rabbanan. And even though your intention is not to erase, it's just to eat, it's a Pesek Reshe on a D'Rabbanan, which is Asur. Like it says in Shin Tezayin Siv Dalet. Dogum Ravava thinks that we could be makel about this din, and he writes that the psik reisha on a drabanan, according to many, is mutter, and even those who aser don't aser on a trade drabanan. So mechika in such a case is drabanan for many reasons, because it's not al menas lichtov, and it's bederach kilkul, and it's kala achriyad. So you have like a million svaras why it should be mutter, or why it should at least be only a drabanan, and therefore it's a psik reisha on a drabanan, drabanan, drabanan. So therefore it's the dogma of other things that should be mutter. Veviu b'shari tshuva, and this is quoted in shari tshuva. V'yesh lismo chalav k'sheinu shover b'makom osios biyado rak b'piv derech achila. And therefore we rely on the dogma of other when you're eating the cake directly, when you're not cutting through the letters, but rather you're biting through the letters. V'sever shekasav alav b'rashi chudidap of osios hatevos. If you have a sefer that has on the edges of the paper of the pages letters written on it, like they used to stamp library books where the letters appear on the pages. You open the book, it breaks the letters. Yesh osun lepaschal and all of Shabbos. Some say you're not allowed to open and close such a book on Shabbos. Da'idei psicha shover osios avi kamochek v'chen kshnolo avi kikosev, because every time you open the book, it's erasing the letters. Every time you close the book, it's writing the letters. Aval das harama b'tshuva lahakal b'zeh. The Rama and the tshuva is makel on this. V'chen das harbe achronim, and many achronim assume like the Rama, the time to keep in das lino v'liftach tamid lekabe mishum mechiko ksiva. And the reason to be mekel is that since it's made to be open and closed constantly, that's not called mochek or kosev. Avikadelis haniska v'niftach tamid dein bo mishum bidin ustira. Just like it's not a violation of bona and soser to open and close a door all the time. V'chein haminag and that's the minag. Mikol makom nechol nachmir b'sheishol sefer acher. But if you have another sefer that serves the same purpose but doesn't have the writing on the side, so then we should try to be machmir. If you have another another option to go with. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said that the Ramah holds you're not allowed to cut into or break a cake that has lettering on it, but you are allowed to give it to a child, the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Daglam Rav Hava holds you're even allowed to break a cake that has lettering on it because it's a Pesik Reishei on a triple Drabanan. However, we pointed out we're Somech on the Daglam Rav Hava when you eat it, when you're eating the cake, not when you are breaking it by cutting it. And then we learned that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are those that aser, the Levush and the Magen Avraham and others, there are those that aser opening up a book that has lettering on the edges of the pages, because it's mochek when you open it and kosev when you close it. But the Ramah is mekel, and we could be mekel unless the Ramah Netshuva is mekel, but we could be mekel unless you have another book that you can use that doesn't have lettering, and that would obviously be better. Okay, but from tomorrow we will pick up with Se'if Dalet, or at least the beginning. Se'if Dalet. So have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you.